welcome to First Look. It is about 8:14 right now. We are joined in studio by Tina Reynolds, who is in today to talk about the 39th annual Slo County Toy Run. Wow, 39 years, really?
Yeah, 39.
That's pretty incredible.
We've been doing it for 39 years, and we continue to help most of the underprivileged children that wouldn't have a good Christmas without us.
Yep. Let's talk about Toy Run, first of all. So give me the dates, where it's going to run. Just give me your elevator pitch, the nutshell speech here.
December 1st, first Sunday of December.
Okay.
It's going to start in Avila Beach. We show up. People usually show up about 9:30. The ride leaves at 10:30. We do the back roads ride into Arroyo Grande, and we end up at Portuguese Hall on Wasna Lane.
Right, and that's where the big party takes place.
That's where it takes place.
And it's a great place to start, too. I've been on this ride, I don't know, 39 years. I've been there for all 39 of them. But I've been on this ride numerous times over the years when I still had a bike. I know I'm going to get a little misty-eyed here. But it is a really fun event that does a lot of good in the community.
It is. And we like to make sure that every kid that comes to our event, because it is a family open event. So when we have kids, we have a children's raffle and we have an adult raffle, and every child that's there gets some kind of a present or a prize. The children, that they get a ticket when they walk in, and generally they get some kind of a bicycle or something. Then we have a children's grand prize. Generally, that's last year, I believe, it was a trip to Disneyland.
Wow.
So, yeah, we always have something for the kids as well.
All right, let's start off with the basics. Generally, it's known as a motorcycle ride. One of the misconceptions is you don't have to belong to any kind of a club or anything else to be a part of the ride.
Correct. You can be just a regular Joe Blow with a motorcycle. If you want to join, you're more than welcome to join. Even if you don't have a motorcycle, you can still attend the event at Portuguese Hall.
Yeah, I've seen people driving in their cars at the end of the day, and we don't want to, probably not a lot of traffic on the road during the ride. That pretty much reserving that for various motorcycle riders.
Correct.
And so you start off the day, you show up at Avila Beach, and it's a beautiful morning, always is. And you just kind of gather, and it's kind of cool to watch everybody pull up, because most of the riders have some kind of a toy strapped on their bike.
We do. And the funny thing is every year it gets bigger and bigger. And I know my other half, he actually got a gigantic teddy bear this year. So
nice.
He's going to have this big old brown teddy bear on the back of his motorcycle this year.
And he is going to, he's been kind of the road captain and kind of led things in past years, hasn't he?
He has, and this year he'll be at the lead again, so
okay.
You'll see the giant teddy bear at the lead of the pack.
Now, just to give people an idea, you know, if you're anywhere on the Central Coast, how many people on bikes have you had?
Oh, probably about 100 at times.
Right. So it's a large group riding down the road.
It is. And we try to be very careful when we get into traffic, and we try to make sure everybody stays safe, so that way there's no incidents or any problems like that.
Right. Now, you also have a grand prize for people that come out and enter in, and it looks like a pretty nice grand prize this year.
It is. It's actually a covered or a cargo trailer enclosed. It does have a door at the front. So it's going to be really nice this year.
So a single axle enclosed trailer, which if you're a biker, it always has some. So it's always nice to have some way to haul your bike if you need to.
Yes.
And so it's going to be a good one. So admission is $5 a person, and a new unwrapped toy for kids ages, is it 1 to 16?
Yes.
Or you can do $15 without a toy, and then you're going to have live music. Tell me about the music. Who are you going to have lined up?
Actually, this year we're having Rock of Ages, and the lead for that is Kelly Atwell.
Okay.
And if anybody knows him, he sang with High Voltage before.
Oh, okay.
He's great. He's absolutely wonderful.
Okay, and so that's all taking place at Portuguese Hall then?
It is, and that starts usually about noon. We get there around noon. He'll set up before that, but there'll be plenty of music. We'll have raffles. We have people that have given us all kinds of merchandise to donate to it, and all the money that we get from that goes back into buying more toys for the kids.
All right. Now, I know it takes a village to raise a child. I know you got some sponsors that you want to say thank you to as well. Who are we saying thank you to that are making the 39th annual Slo County Toy Run happen?
We actually have people that sponsor us, and we put their names on our t-shirts, and that's Coast Federal Credit Union, Crosno Construction, Harry's down in Pismo Beach, Bernard Specialty Cycle, Louis Crane Service, Paul's Concrete Pumping. We also had a new one this year, which I thought was really, really cool. And that is Alliance up in Paso Robles. He's a new guy. The owner is Brian. He's really awesome. And he was really cool because he got in a motorcycle accident not that long ago, and he's up and walking, and he's going to try and ride to our event, too.
Oh, very good.
So that's super cool.
Now, I notice you're wearing a Toy Run t-shirt. Does everybody still get a t-shirt when they join in and they're part of the ride?
They are able to purchase them.
Okay, so they can buy a t-shirt. Okay.
Yes, but they do get a run pin.
Okay.
So.
What time are people showing up, and what time do you plan on leaving Avila Beach?
Usually it's good to show up about 9:30, 9 o'clock, somewhere in there. Mr. Rick's is open. They usually have donuts, and then they're open so people can get coffee, or some people like a beer.
Nothing like a little mimosa to get you going.
Exactly. And then we start lining up, and we leave at 10:30.
Okay, so 10:30, everybody takes off, head down. Now, do you know the route? Where are you going? You say you're going to take the back roads.
We're going to take the back roads. It goes from Avila Beach. I don't know the specific street names, but it's going to go the back road up over to, what is the name of that road? Lower Higuera, and then it goes back Tank Farm Road.
Oh, probably over to Orchid Road?
Yes.
And out towards Lopez?
Yes. And then it goes back up Wasna Road, and then over to Portuguese Hall.
Very good. So it'll be a nice little ride, and it's going to be a gorgeous ride in the morning. You'll get there and do some partying and have a good time and get a scenic ride through the backcountry roads, too.
Yes, it's beautiful, actually. I've ridden it many times.
And anything else you want to let people know about?
I just want to make sure that people understand that it's not a private event, that it is public.
Right.
Anybody that wants to come is more than welcome to come. You can bring your kids. We do have a kids raffle, like I said. We do have the big raffle for the adults. We are going to have some really cool prizes this year. Like you said, the cargo trailer. We have stuff from Firestone Walker. They were donating to us. Captive Hearts, Chronic Sellers, they donated to us. So the more the merrier.
Okay.
The more people we get, the more money we raise for those kids.
And I know from experience, there's a lot of people on Harleys, but it doesn't matter what kind of bike you ride.
Exactly.
You know, it doesn't matter if you're on a Honda, Yamaha, Ducati, BMW, whatever it is you're riding. If you want to join and be part of the fun, you are welcome.
Exactly. It's very much open to the public. Bring your kids, bring your friends. If you got two wheels, get on it and let's go.
All right. And that's pretty much the way the rides go. Again, it is the 39th annual Slow County Toy Run, and it's going to be taking off from Avila Beach at about 10:30. I would recommend going out early. Like you said, get out there 8:30, 9 o'clock. I know when we did the toy run from Avila, my buddies and I, we'd always head over to Fat Cats first, have a little omelet, and then meet everybody over in downtown Avila, and then get ready to hit the road. And there's just something about a lot of people riding together. And if you see them go by, you're going to see all these bikes with toys strapped all over them.
That's always a neat thing. And, you know, if you can't make it to the toy run and you want more information or you want to donate, you can always go to our Facebook page if you have internet or if you have Facebook.
Okay.
We do have a Facebook page. Just type in Slow County Toy Run and you'll pop up.
All right. Now, is it something people need to register ahead of time for, or can they just show up that day?
Can just show up that day.
Okay. And if they want more information, Facebook page, any phone numbers to call?
My phone number's on there. There's an email on there. There's on all the flyers, there's phone numbers on that too.
Okay. So check it out. Again, it is the 39th annual Slow County Toy Run. It's going to be Sunday, December 1st, starting off in Avila Beach and then winding out at the Portuguese Hall, 707 Wasna Road in Arroyo Grande. Again, we've been talking with Tila Reynolds. Tila, thank you very much for coming in and sharing some time with us today.
Thanks, Andy.
You bet. Hope you have a great time on the 1st.
Thanks.